Blackstone Audio presents The Copper Frame by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Mark Peckham. Chapter 1. Lieutenant Ted Saxon was surprised when a radio call came into headquarters from Car 1. Car 1 was the police chief's car, and it was taking his father and two other police officers to a county law enforcement officers' meeting at Rigby. By 8 p.m., when the call came in, it should have been nearly there, beyond the 20-mile range of its broadcast band. Nevertheless, the message was quite clear. The voice from the speaker said, "Car 1 to Control. Can you read me, Control?" Lifting the microphone from its bracket on the radio panel, Saxon said, "Control to Car 1, I read you fine. What's up?" The voice said, "This is Sam Lennox. That you, Ted?"
"Yes."
"We're on Route 60, 5 miles out of Rigby. The chief and Lieutenant Burns have both been shot by a suspect we stopped. I'm rushing them to Rigby Memorial Hospital. Description of suspect's car? New Chevrolet two-door sedan, gray with blue top. New York license IUL-053. No description of suspect because it's dark and he started firing before the chief and Burns got close to him, then took off. Last seen 30 seconds ago, heading south on Route 60 toward Rigby. I fired after the car and believe I hit it a couple of times, but I didn't give chase because I can't leave the wounded men." Ted Saxon had been too busy jotting down the pertinent data to think of anything else while Lennox was speaking. But now it registered on him that his father and one of his closest friends.